Chapter 7. Sonny's War. In the February following his father's shooting, Sonny had the Don brought back to the mall under the care of a private doctor. Freddie Corleone had been sent to Las Vegas to recover from his shock and to learn about the gambling business there from a man called Mo Green, who owned one of the big hotels. Las Vegas was part of the West Coast Empire, and the Don of that empire had guaranteed Freddie's safety. The five New York families were not interested in going into Vegas after Freddie Corleone. They had enough trouble to deal with in New York after the deaths of Bruno Tattaglia, Salazzo, and McCluskey. On the Don's first night at home, Sonny, Tom Hagen, Clemenza, and Tessio stood round the Don's bed. Don Corleone was too weak to speak much, but he wished to listen and make decisions. He agreed it was a good idea to send Freddie to Las Vegas. When he heard Bruno Tattaglia had been killed by Corleone men, he shook his head and sighed. But what upset him most of all was learning that Michael had killed Salazzo and McCluskey and had been forced to go to Sicily. When he heard this, he pointed to the door, and the four men quietly left and continued their meeting in the library. Sonny relaxed in the large leather chair.
"I think we'd better let the old man take it easy for a couple of weeks, until the doctor says he can do business," he said. "But I'd like to get that business going again now."
It was Tessio who brought up the most important question.
"Once we start operating again, the five families will start their raids," he said. "They'll hit our bookmakers on the east side. This war is going to cost a lot of money."
Then Hagen advised Sonny to do a drugs deal, or the other families would continue to raid their gambling operations, which were not hidden like money lending, drugs, or prostitution. But Sonny refused to do any deal until his father was strong enough to make a decision.
"It's my problem, Tom," he said. "I'll find the answer. Let's go back to business and see what happens."
Carlo Rizzi was sore at the world. He had expected great things from marrying into the Corleone family, but instead had been given a boring job managing a bookmaker's in Manhattan. He had hoped to live in one of the big houses in the mall on Long Beach, but the Don was not treating him right.
"The great Don,"
he thought angrily. He hoped the old bastard died. Sonny had been his friend once, and if Sonny became head of the family, maybe Carlo would get his chance. Carlo watched his wife pour his coffee. Only a few months of marriage, and she was already getting fat. He reached out and put his arms around her. She smiled at him, and he said,
"You've got more fat than a pig."
It pleased him to see the hurt look on her face. She might be the daughter of the great Don, but she belonged to him now, and he could do what he liked with her. He had started her off just right. She had tried to keep those cream envelopes full of money, and he had given her a nice black eye and taken them from her. He had not even told her what he had done with the money, spending $15,000 on gambling and prostitutes. He drank his coffee slowly and watched Connie get ready to go out. She was putting on the showy clothes that he hated the most, a flowery dress with a belt, large bracelet, and earrings.
"Where the hell are you going?" he asked.
She answered him coldly.
"To visit my father out at Long Beach. He needs his family with him."
Is Sonny still managing the business?
She gave him a blank look.
What business?
He was furious.
You stupid bitch! Don't talk to me like that, or I'll beat that kid out of your stomach!
She looked terrified, and this made him even more furious. He jumped from his chair and hit her across the face, leaving a red mark. Then he hit her 3 more times, this time badly cutting her lip, before she ran into the bathroom and locked the door. Carlo laughed and returned to his coffee. Connie had spoken to her parents about Carlo, but found little sympathy.
"You're my daughter," the Don had said, "but now you belong to your husband. Go home and learn how to behave so that he won't beat you."
But the Don had more sympathy than she thought. He had asked some questions and found out what Carlo had done with the wedding money. The Don had sent 2 men to the bookmakers, Coach and Sally Rags, to report to Hagen about what Carlo did at work. But the Don would not involve himself in the marriage, and when Connie became pregnant, he felt that he had been right. Carlo grew more confident. He even boasted to Coach and Sally Rags how he liked to beat his wife, the daughter of the great Don Corleone. But as he left for work that day, he would not have felt so confident if he had known that Sonny Corleone had left the protection of the mall the previous night for his weekly visit to Lucy Mancini. Now, on his way home, Sonny was traveling with 4 bodyguards when he decided to pick up his sister, Connie, and take her to their father. None of the Sunday baseball games started until 1400, so there was not much gambling happening in the bookmakers at 1330. Carlo and Sally Rags decided to go outside to get some fresh air. Then Coach came to join them. They sat and watched the children play in the street while Carlo boasted once more about how he had hit Connie this morning.
"She's pregnant, isn't she?" said Coach. "Must be quite big now."
"Ah, I just hit her a few times round the face," said Carlo. "I didn't hurt her. I don't like her telling me what to do."
Suddenly, the kids ran in all directions as a car sped up the street and stopped in front of the bookmakers. Then a man jumped out of the driver's seat with a face full of black fury. It was Sonny Corleone. In the next second, he had Carlo Rizzi by the throat, pulling him away from the other 2 men. What followed was sickening. Sonny began beating Carlo with his fists as he screamed at him. Coach and Sally Rags only watched. They did not want to come to the same end. Carlo, despite his strength, did not fight back or call for help, and maybe it was this that saved his life. The fists rained down on his head and neck until Sonny's fury finally faded. His chest rising and falling, Sonny looked down at his brother-in-law and said,
"You dirty bastard! If you ever hit my sister again, I'll kill you!"
The war of 1946 between the Corleone family and the 5 New York families was expensive for both sides. The police were at first furious about the murder of Captain McCluskey and refused to protect gambling or other vice operations. Many arrests were made, and regular raids were carried out on mafia business operations and members. It cost the families a lot of money, and they were furious with the Corleones. But then, some newspapers printed stories involving McCluskey with Salazzo. They published proof that the captain had received large amounts of money just before his death. The stories had been fed to the journalists by Hagen. Like everyone else, police officers needed to pay for housing and bills and wanted to send their kids to good schools. The money they earned for police work did not leave them enough to do this, so some would let a bookmaker operate or allow prostitutes to work for regular bribes. These were normal vices in their eyes. But drug money was seen as dirty money, and when it was understood that McCluskey had been killed together with a well-known drug dealer, the fury of the police began to fade. Slowly, they began to let the families operate again. After all, they needed the bribes. The five families immediately started making raids on the Corleone's bookmaking business and bankers, and the family was not in a good position to fight back. Tessio and Clemenza were too old to lead troops, and Tom Hagen was not really suited to be a conciliary in a time of war. His main fault was that he was not a Sicilian. Sonny Corleone recognized these weaknesses, but could not do anything about them. He was not the Don, and only the Don could replace the capo regimes and the conciliary. But Sonny decided to fight back anyway, right at the heart of the enemy. He decided to kill the Dons of the other New York families and put in a plan for them to be closely watched. But after a week, the Dons went into hiding and were seen no more. In that spring and summer, Sonny organized many senseless raids. Many members of the other families were attacked or murdered. The killings were senseless because they could not change the direction of the war. Sonny won his battles, but unlike the Don, he had no bigger plan. The whole thing led to both sides losing a lot of money and a lot of lives.